wanted to lean into joy in season two. When people come home from work and kick off their shoes, they don't want to be sad. When it comes to dogs, they want to experience the same sort of feeling they have when they walk through the door and they see their own dog wagging their tail. We want the show to have the same effect on people this year. Hi, this is Glenn DeBerger, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio and on the line. Always awesome to have acclaimed filmmaker, producer, author with Oscar and Grammy winning projects, films, and features ranging from Frank Zappa, Muhammad Ali, UFOs, Foo Fighters, Man's Best Friends, Netflix hit series, season two of Dogs coming out in the new look at our feline family members and the people who love them with cat people coming up from Glenn Zipper. Welcome to WGN.
Great to be here. That was an awesome introduction. I should have you do my Bumble profile.
The Bumble, I got a Bumble story for you. It had nothing to do with it, right? It was just random. But okay, so let's get down to it. So unlike other pet rivalries like cats and dogs, traditionally it can be contentious even with the owners. Unlike maybe like the parrot iguana folks, you never hear anything from them. It's sort of like Yankees, Red Sox. So how did cat people come about? Was it kind of a natural untold stories that you ran into as you do? Was it backlash from the cat community thinking like, what about us? Maybe pressure from the powerful cat lobby. How did that happen?
Yeah, it was a little bit category A, a little bit category B. And we, after the success of dogs, I definitely was thinking about cats being the next obvious step. But on social media, the cat people came after me. He said, if I knew it was good for me, cat people needed to be next. So We looked into it, and we tried to crack the code as quickly as we could. Cats are a little less cooperative when it right. comes to pointing cameras at them. So the way that we found a way in was to focus on cat people. Now, don't get me wrong. You're going to see cats in almost every frame of footage when you watch episodes of Cat People. But really taking a look at the negative stereotype assigned to cat people and unpacking them and operating against them and saying, hey, maybe they're not weird. They're just really unique and cool.
It's weird. You're doing like a cinematic olive branch here. You're helping to redefine the entire culture because it really has been. You think of the, and of course, crazy is in there too, but the cat lady, you think of just some lady living with 40 plus cats, and there's some other stories here, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have stories about someone running a sanctuary in a Greek paradise. We have a cat rapper. We have a beautiful cat-related art form that people have probably never seen before. There's so many different unique stories to lean into when we focus on cats.
Think about this. Okay, historical animal stars. You got Lassie, Morris the cat. These were, you know, kind of pitchmen kind of things. And now with social media, cats and dogs can be stars, right? They can have a huge following, even a career. I think of like Grumpy Cat. Was that part of the way that you were able to identify some of this, where you could just kind of go on social media, maybe people who have interacted with you and say, wow, these guys have a great story to tell? Some of that work's kind of already done.
Yeah, I mean, there was, again, a little bit of both. You know, there's one story we have about a surfing cat, and we found that story via social media. You know, you usually associate cats with hating water, and so the idea that a cat would be into surfing blew our minds. But also just digging in, taking a look at, in other places, and just doing our normal casting process, we came across an embarrassment of riches when it came to finding cool cat people with cool cat stories. It was actually easier than finding stories for dogs.
Well, I mean, with the people, right? Well, plus here's the way that you approach it, and let the listeners know, we're talking with Glenn Zipper, acclaimed documentary filmmaker, the man behind the dogs on Netflix, and season two is coming up. And as a filmmaker, producer, and some of the projects that you've done, they are, whether it's the music stuff or maybe a personality profile, it's just a one-off kind of work of art, like a statement. But for dogs, I mean, it's got to be gratifying, right? The support, the excitement, the enthusiasm that, you know, the world wants in Encore.
Yeah, you know, I have had a deep relationship with dogs myself for my entire life, and producing the series was really paying off that relationship and paying back dogs. And to see the love that we put into that show be paid back to us with the outpouring of support, enthusiasm for the show, and the loyal fan base, it's been one of the most gratifying things I've done in my career. And also just to celebrate dogs. You know, dogs have been here for us since the dawn of man, and sadly, we haven't always been here for dogs, and we still fail dogs. There's a lot of really sad stories out there. There's a lot of dogs in need. There's a lot of dogs locked up in shelters. There's a lot of dogs not being treated right. And if we can celebrate dogs on Netflix, which is in, you know, millions upon millions of homes, and just spread the gospel of not just loving dogs, but the proper way to care for a dog, the proper way to love a dog, that's really important work for us. We're really gratified that we're able to do it, and hopefully we move the needle just a little bit to help dogs.
Coming up on July 7th is the premiere for the anticipated Dogs Season 2. You mentioned it, and like the original, some of the things that people know and love about it is you're pulling a lot of heartstrings, right? You're telling those stories, going global with it. You saw the trailer. If it's a Glenn Zipper project, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be something that's really, really cool to look at. What I noticed from the trailer is that I saw is that, you know, kind of give people what they know and expect and like about the series, but also something a little bit new and different. It seems like this one was maybe, there was a lot of fun built into it.
Yeah, we wanted to lean into joy in season two. We've been through a lot in the last year.
Right.
And I think at this point, when people come home from work and kick off their shoes, they don't want to be sad. They don't want to be made sad. They want to have some escapism. And when it comes to dogs, they want to experience the same sort of feeling they have when they walk through the door and they see their own dog wagging their tail, right? Where we're like, God, I love this dog so much. I'm so happy to be in this dog's presence. We want the show to have the same effect on people this year. So, but also, don't get me wrong, you should absolutely hop onto Amazon and buy some extra tissues because you are going to be crying. They are happy tears. That's the spoiler. Season two, no dogs die, just like season one. Every dog's going to be okay. But there are some, you know, I think, I rate these episodes on a scale of tissue boxes, you know, one out of five tissue boxes. And we've got a couple five wow. tissue box episodes this season.
You know, you're going to run the emotional gamut when it comes to it. Again, it's going to be great looking. I think that is cool too. So when you did the first one, you know, you have your own emotional connection, your own pet, your own dog story, your own feeling about it. Right. And your instincts that led you to say, this is something that would be great to make, something that you think would resonate with a lot of people. But now you've got this whole fan base. And was that part of it? Or maybe even future seasons, where did you get a bunch of people who saw it and say, my dog has either a compelling story or it's a great personality, or I'd love to be featured on it? Did you get a lot of people saying, hey, you got to put me in, Glenn?
Yeah, that did. As a matter of fact, we did a call to action for season two. We invited people to submit their stories. What we didn't realize, or the miscalculation that we made, which is, you know, obvious in retrospect and humorous in retrospect, is everyone thinks their dog is a movie star. So people were sending us videos of their dogs, like, being really good at playing fetch. And so, well, you know, that's cool, and the dog's really cute, but people aren't going to watch a dog play fetch for 60 minutes, right? We need a story that's right. A journey with some stakes and a real satisfying payoff in the end. So absolutely, there are some great stories out there that people want to be told about their dogs, but not every dog really deserves an hour on Netflix.
You hear that, people? Just so you know, you can love your dog all you want, get your own t-shirt, it can have its own Instagram account, but doesn't mean that it's, you know, ready for prime time on Netflix with dogs. So you got to ask, because of, you know, what happened, and it transitioned into an opportunity for the cat people to get a little bit of that spotlight too, is what is next? Are there other things? You know, dogs don't necessarily define you. You look at the range of work and everything that you've done. Is there like the next kind of addition to the team photo of Glenn Zipper animal features? Is it is it iguanas? Is it parrots? Is it maybe the snake people? Have you gotten calls from like the tarantula folks? I mean, almost every pet has sort of a fan base.
Yeah, tarantula folks, lose my number. I don't want to hear from you. There is something coming next. And the next show is called The Bond, and we're making that with Susan Downey and Robert Downey Jr. for Discovery Plus.
Nice.
And that show is about animals that were never intended to be domesticated, but do have a deep bond with human beings. It's not Tiger King.
Not Tiger King, right?
It's not situations where humans are imposing themselves on these animals. It's situations where these relationships were unavoidable, and they needed to come into one another's lives in order to help one another. So every instance of or every episode of the show is going to be one of those types of relationships. And I can't tell you what the episodes are yet because it's a deep secret. But it's pretty special. We're taking a look at some of the early footage now, and we're just blown away by how emotional and how strong it is.
Cool. Okay, so the guinea pigs, those are obviously domesticated, but we'll be interested in seeing some of that stuff. We know it will be magic. And last thing, as we let you go, and so many of the things that you've done on the projects have kind of gotten people past the entertainment side during the pandemic, as things open up and, you know, you look at the range on the music side, you just came out with the Frank Zappa production and live music and all that kind of stuff. What, for you, are you looking forward to getting back to, whether it's, you know, festivals, whether it's concerts? What kind of things is Glenn Zipper looking forward to getting back to with everybody else?
I got to tell you, just restaurants, man. I need some food. I was really careful over the pandemic, and I was cooking for myself for a year. No one wants me cooking for them for a year, especially myself. It's been a struggle. There's only so many peanut butter and banana sandwiches I can eat before I turn into half peanut butter sandwich, half man. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there to get myself plumped up at some of Los Angeles' best restaurants.
Well, we hope we get you here in Chicago, one of the great restaurant cities as well, home of the James Beard Awards, and get you out here to some of those restaurants.
Can't
and don't
wait.
Worry, one of the side effects on the peanut butter banana is a little homage to Elvis, right? And that's not a bad connection with that as well. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Netflix Dogs coming up on July 7th. And Glenn, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for everything that you're doing and for jumping on the show today.
Great to be here. Great to connect with you again.